Miles Kirsch was 18 when he made himself his first cup of tea. For most of his life, he despised it, only drinking it when he was sick. Suffice to say, his younger self would be shocked to find that he has now started a nonprofit called The Tea Stand, serving free tea and friendly conversation in parks across the city. On any given day, Kirsch, now 27, finds an inviting space, folds out his camping table draped in a keffiyeh, and lays down a blanket and cushions. He then starts up his camping stove and prepares hot tea for anyone who passes by. It's just so people can have this space, have this moment, and have this cup of tea to stop for a second and take in their day, said Kirsch in an interview with BK Reader. Two tourists from Mexico being served by Kirsch at the tea stand. Photo. Sheenal Tissara for BK Reader. It all started after Kirsch took a cold, winter walk through Sunset Park in 2021. He thought it would be nice if there was someone selling tea as he took his stroll, and then he realized that's never been a thing, Kirsch said. A year later, he decided to be the guy to dispense tea for free. Not everything needs to have a dollar sign attached to it, not everything needs to be so transactional, said Kirsch, who buys his own tea leaves and accepts tea bag donations. I want people to have more community interactions and know and care for their neighbors. Fostering community and human connection is the mission of the Tea Stand. It is based on Kirsch's experience traveling the world, specifically in North Africa and the Middle East. He said he went to many tea houses and saw firsthand how drinking tea was a communal cornerstone in those regions. At a recent pop-up, Kirsch was met by Tim Bannister, who he had befriended at an earlier Tea Stand outing. Bannister chatted with Kirsch for hours, even though they had already made plans to hang out over the weekend. Friend and supporter of the Tea Stand, Tim Bannister, sits down to talk to Kirsch. Photo. Sheenal Tissara for BK Reader. By making New York, Brooklyn or Bushwick feel more like a neighborhood and feel more connected to that concept, I think that is step one in caring about the people around you and ensuring everybody has their needs met, Kirsch said. Although you'll find the tea stand mostly around city parks, Kirsch said he previously has set up his stand at a techno club, a tattoo studio and as far away as Little Rock, Arkansas. The tea stand mascot, made by Kirsch's mother, and a branded punch card lay on the table. Photo. Sheenal Tissara for BK Reader. Kirsch estimates he has served over 1,000 cups of tea since last year. His dream is to branch the tea stand concept globally and spread the motto of free tea for all to parks worldwide so anyone can enjoy a hot cup of tea no matter where they are. Check here to see where the tea stand will pop up next.